Yeah, we're doing great, sir.
So confirm to us, how many ambulances are in your stock? How many ambulances do you have as the Ghana National Ambulance Service?
Yeah, the data you presented is correct. 155 and currently 55 on the road.
155 ambulances for the whole of Ghana?
Yes.
And currently just 55 on the road?
Yes.
So am I right to say that it's not as if we have some ambulances parked somewhere? All the ambulances we have at the Ghana National Ambulance Service is just 155.
Yes, please.
Wow. But what happened to the other 100?
Yeah, so let me explain and put the whole discussion in perspective.
Mm.
Now, you realize that as a country, to be able to provide proper emergency medical services, you normally have three systems of operation. We have what they call the first responder system. And in many countries, the first responder system is provided by the fire department, the police department, some private entities, and then some volunteers. Then you have the second group, which is the pre-hospital emergency care, or the EMS, which is an ambulance service. They also provide ambulances for the country. Then you have what we call the hospital-based ambulance system, where individual hospitals have their ambulances and are used for inter-hospital transfer. Unfortunately, in Ghana, we don't have the first responder system. Neither do we have the well-organized hospital-based ambulance system. So you have only the ambulance service covering for these other two. And therefore, whatever vehicles they have obviously are overstretched. And so because Ghana didn't have a formalized or well-organized emergency medical service system, what we call pre-hospital emergency medical system, it was just until 2004 that Ghana started developing one based on the stadium disaster of 2001. Now, because it's a service that normally doesn't have its dedicated source of funding, but depending on the Ministry of Health county budgetary allocation, they make do with whatever little budget they have. And as a result, you realize that the vehicles were bought in 2010-11, and normally because the emergency vehicles spend 24 hours a day on the road and they work throughout the year, the lifespan normally is supposed to be 5 years. And so by 5 years time, the vehicles are replaced and taken out of the road and put for minor emergencies. Because if you look at the emergency response system of the emergency vehicles, they travel on the road sometimes at longer distances. And so at a certain age of the vehicle, it is not safe for it to be on the road, so it's withdrawn. Apart from that, you also realize that because our road infrastructure or network sometimes is not the best for some of these vehicles, because some of these vehicles normally are meant for urban streets, and because they all come and they are distributed across the country, some of the areas where they are sent to, the road network is so poor, and the clearance of the vehicles sometimes not adequate, and therefore these vehicles tend to have a lot of defects. So specifically, the country had 161. Some of them developed faults along the line. Others were distributed to other agencies. And so what was left with the National Ambulance Service was 165. And out of this 165, at any point in time, you have less than half of them on the road, because either they have gone for servicing or they are at workshop for a particular repair. And so the numbers keep fluctuating. So what might be in the workshop today may come out. And whilst it's on the road, what was on the road may go into the workshop. So the numbers at any point in time fluctuate. So the data that CTSM got was right, because at the time they were collecting their data, that was the number of vehicles on the road. So to put it in perspective, what we should look at holistically as a country is the fact that there's a need to really improve our emergency response system. And it calls for a holistic approach. Because if you look at the first responder system, Ghana currently, we are not operating it. So our fire department, their responsibility solely is for firefighting. But we can take the discussion further and look at a way of adding the first responder system so that in places where they don't have so much work in terms of firefighting, they can be incorporated into the first responder system. So if as part of their budget, they are able to get some ambulances, they are already adding to the numbers of the vehicles in the country and therefore reducing the ratio that you have just talked about in terms of ambulance to population. Once we have that first responder system incorporated into both the police department and the fire department, it means we are already solving one part of the problem, improving our emergency response, and therefore also increasing the number of vehicles. Then when it comes to the pre-hospital care itself, which is the ambulance service, every district, every constituency needs to have an ambulance station, because the advantage of having the ambulance station is that it serves both the hospital and the community. And so, ideally, for every station, you are even supposed to have more than one vehicle.
It could see, so that when on one Asimba vehicle FM.
Goes for workshop, the other is available. So in that case, that deficiency is normally taken care of. Then when you move to the next level, which is the hospital-based ambulance system, you realize that if every hospital has a vehicle, it means that the ambulance service, rather concentrating on inter-hospital transfer, will have rather concentrated their efforts on pre-hospital emergency services. But you realize, because many of our hospitals don't have the ambulances, we do cover for that as well. So if you look at the fact that one service is covering for about three, you realize that obviously they'll be overstretched. That's number one. Number two, because the vehicles are on the roads all the time, definitely, the wear and tear definitely increases. And many of them, as you may be aware, also develop a lot of faults. But the major challenge that the service has, you realize that now there's no dedicated source of funding. And so when there are major faults, it means you have to wait till you get some funds and to fix whatever problem that comes up. So there are really some challenges that, as we continue discussing, we'll be able to get ideas as to how to move our emergency response forward.